Lauren Poole of the Winfield FFA chapter of Louisiana has served as a Youth Conservation Corps member at the U.S. Forest Service in her area and has recently been declared the winner of the Environmental Science and Natural Resources Management Proficiency. Lauren, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling really great right now. A little bit surprised and a little bit nervous. You know, it's really nerve-wracking to get up on stage in front of thousands of people. But overall, I'm just really, really happy.
So go ahead and tell us a little bit about your proficiency and what you do.
Okay, so as you said, I was a Youth Conservation Corps worker with the U.S. Forest Service. And basically, with that Youth Conservation Corps program, that was both a working program and a learning program. So about 20% of my time was supposed to be spent learning, not working. And while I was there at the U.S. Forest Service, basically what I did was I helped out with any job that they needed. So I did everything from testing water chlorine levels to helping timber mark, meaning GPS and mark and paint our timber cell units. And then I also helped with a little bit of recreation and also wildlife conservation, specifically red cockaded woodpecker management.
So it sounds like you've really become an expert in quite a few different areas. Would you say you have a favorite part of your job?
Definitely. I would say my favorite part is the timber marking. So basically what we do is we first go into a computer software system and we print out a map. And then they were given to the timber crew to go out and mark the timber cell unit, GPS the timber cell unit, and paint the timber cell unit. And you did ask if that was my favorite part. It was my favorite part and also my least favorite part, because at times it was 90 degrees and we were trekking through the forest, and I really wanted to go home in that moment. But it was really exciting to see how our timber went from, you know, just a plot of land to a timber cell to being celled and cut by loggers and then replanted.
So you've put in a lot of hard work and long hours to earn this special award. And I hear it's quite the honor. Is there anything special about, you know, how it feels to be a representative of your state in this scenario?
Yes, definitely. So Louisiana specifically, we have not had a very good history of getting proficiency awards through recently. And that's really one of our goals in the future. We really want to promote these supervised agricultural experiences and submitting proficiency awards, because we think they're a very important part of what FFA is, you know, with the three circle model. And so we really want to make sure that we are producing well-rounded students. And a big part of that is SAEs and proficiency awards. So it's really important for me to represent Louisiana, because I really want to see a change, and maybe my win can help inspire others from my state to really go for it and push for these awards.
You seem to have a very wide knowledge of the FFA, especially in your state. Do you have any leadership experience there?
Yes, I'm actually a state officer with Louisiana FFA. I'm the state sentinel.
Oh, and what's that been like this year?
It has been absolutely great. And I would say that state office really gives you a wider view of what FFA is and how you can help members. And really, with state office, it has showed me what I can do so that I can show others what they can do. So taking this leadership experience and this knowledge that has been given me and spreading it out to everyone else, because everyone deserves these opportunities.
So not only a state officer representing her state, but also a national winner in her proficiency area. Lauren, this is a very impressive thing that you're doing. What would you say to the FFA members who are looking up to you and wanting to do what you do?
I would say to use what's around you. So my proficiency was mainly about timber, and that is the top commodity both in my parish and in our state. So really not just standing back and waiting for a proficiency to fall in your lap, but really going out and searching, because there is resources around you. Agriculture is vital for our nation, and wherever you live, and no matter who you are, whether urban or rural, you can find something in agriculture that you like and that really inspires you.
So you've put in the hard work for this proficiency, and now here you are up on stage winning the national award. But I'm sure there have been a few people who have helped you out along the way. Is there anybody that you'd like to thank?
Well, I would definitely like to thank my mom. And she actually worked at the Forest Service where I worked. She's recently retired, but she really showed me and instilled in me from a young age a love of the timber industry and how much it does for my community, because a majority of the people in my community, their work is related in some sort to the timber industry. So she really gave me that spark to really show me that I can go forward. And she really just pushed me. She was the one that made sure I got up and got to work every morning, because this is actually my first job. And she's the one that really pushed me with my application and told me that, you know, it doesn't need to be something that I do in one day, but something that I need to devote my time for. And then also my FFA advisor, of course. I would have never known what a proficiency was, what a supervised agricultural experience was, or anything else without him. And he really was the one who got me here to this point.
We really have so much that we gain from that support system around us. Lauren Poole, State Sentinel of the Louisiana FFA, and now declared the winner of the Environmental Science and Natural Resources Management Proficiency. Thanks for joining us here today, and once again, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm Adam Loker, reporting for National FFA.